Now, 7 o'clock, we'll be calling the Fluvanna County Planning Commission regular meeting for September 11th, 2018, to order. First order of business is the pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple items to report this past month. As far as personnel, I want to welcome Mrs. Holly Steele as our new planner, replace Mr. Newman.
Wow.
Started work about a month ago. And we also have a new economic development coordinator who started yesterday, Mrs. Jennifer Edwards. So she will be interacting with us on. We have two new people on board as it relates to what the work the commission does. And other than that, SUP 1803, the Dominion Power Substation was approved by the Board of Supervisors last month, August. That's all I have to report this month.
Okay. The next item is the first of two public comment sections to be limited to 3 minutes. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak to any item other than the items that are on the public hearing tonight, you will be able to speak at the public hearing time. For anyone wishing to come forward to speak on any other item, please come forward, state your name and address, and you will be limited to 3 minutes. Seeing no one come forward, we will end the first public comment section. Next item is a minutes of the August 7th, 2018 meeting. Do I have any comments about any changes or anything with the minutes from the August 7th meeting? Not, do I have a motion?
I make a motion to be approved.
Okay, I have a motion from Mr. Johnson to approve.
Second.
I have a second, Mr. Zimmer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Next item is the first of two public hearings for tonight. First one is ZTA 1805, density text amendment.
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, this is Zoning Text Amendment 1805. So this screen should look familiar to you. This is something you would have seen during the discussion from several work sessions on this text amendment. Basically, these are the two charts that you see at the top. The one on the left is, it outlines the density that the zoning ordinance currently allows. And then the chart on the right outlines the density that the comprehensive plan envisions. So this zoning text amendment came about. You may recall Mr. Shemp, Justin Shemp, coming and speaking at a planning commission meeting. He brought to our attention that there's a little bit of a disconnect between the density that the comprehensive plan encourages versus what the ordinance allows. So the in the chart that you just saw, you would have seen that the comprehensive plan encourages 10 dwelling units per acre in design crossroads community planning area and 6 dwelling units per acre in the Rivanna community planning area. However, the highest density that one can get from that ordinance currently is 2.9 dwelling units per acre. And that specifically is in the R3 zone district. So this proposed amendment is adding a provision to increase density in the R3 district above 2.9 dwelling units per acre to a maximum of 10 dwelling units per acre. That would be subject to getting approval of a special use permit. Anything 2.9 or less would continue to be allowed by right. So this amendment would bring the density allowances in line with the comprehensive plan and make the zoning ordinance conform to the goals of the comprehensive plan. And this is the proposed amendment on the screen. It's just adding some language to section 2278, which is in the R3 district regulations, adding that density between 3 and 10 units per acre may be permitted by special use permit only. So that concludes staff's presentation. A suggested motion is on the screen. I can answer any questions you might have.
So that would leave the 2.9 as a by right if it's R3, right?
I don't really have any questions. We've been discussing this since July 11th of 2017. So.
Not that you're counting, right?
No.
Not that you're keeping track.
Not that I keep track.
I think it's been well vetted by the commission at this point.
Okay, no more questions. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak on the density text amendment? Please come forward, state your name and address. See no one come forward, I'll open up to you.
I would like that. Come forward. My name is Gary Hannibin. I live at 953 Jefferson Drive East, Palmyra, Lake Monticello. And there has been talk about rezoning and density buildings going across the street by the condo area that I live at. And there's been no notification. My neighbors and I that live across the street have been kept out of all planning. They were people that live in the condo association, were told not to speak to us. We were actually kicked out of meetings. Because we went there, we didn't even know that we were not allowed there. They held the meeting in a Lake Monticello facility, but yet they said, you can't even be here. So my question is, when it comes to rezoning at the lake, will there be
now,
a public...
Sir, what we're here and what you're here to talk about right now is this zoning text amendment. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is has nothing to do with that. You could have spoken at our first public comment section that I gave about this particular item, but this is not in line with what about this zoning text amendment.
Okay, so well,
this only applies in the R3 district, and that section of Lake Monticello is R4.
Thank you.
And if you want to talk about that, we will have, near the end, we will have another public comment section. And you can come back up and speak about this.
Great.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about, so.
I have some information.
Okay.
Just like some basic information.
Okay.
Like I said, we are being kept out.
You can come back when we need to move on to what we're working on right now. Thank you. Anyone that wishes to come forward and talk about the density text amendment, please come forward. If there's no one coming forward, we'll end that public hearing on density text amendment ZTA 1805 and go into discussion by the Planning Commission. My first comment is we've been working on this and had multiple meetings about this. And we've made changes and we've discussed it many, many times. We started... like I said, July 11th of 2017. I think we've had like 5 or 6 work sessions on this. And this is what we've actually come up with. And it's been vetted by the attorney and so forth like that. So I'm pretty much in agreement with it. Anybody else have any comments? Okay. Have no more comments with the Planning Commission. Anyone want to make a motion? Motion's up on the board.
I move that the Planning Commission I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of CTA 1805 and ordinance to amend Chapter 22, Article 7 of the Granite County Code by certain amendments to section and subsection 22-7-8
They're of concerning permitted residential density in the R3 district. The public purpose of these amendments is to bring density allowances in line with comprehensive plan.
I have a motion by Mr. Magazzino. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Mary Key has seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Okay. Second public hearing is ZTA 1806, Home Occupations Text Amendment. Mr. Robinson.
Okay, this is zoning text amendment application ZTA 1806. So to describe the issue around this amendment, currently home occupations are permitted by right in the A1 zoning district. But small home industries and fine art studios require approval of a special use permit. So this amendment is proposing to try to create a little bit more flexibility with folks who need to or would like to operate a business from the home. And then if you would see with in our definition of home occupation, it specifically speaks to as being located within a dwelling, whereas small home industries and fine art studios are usually located in an accessory building, such as a garage or something of that nature. So the proposed text amendment makes fine art studios a use by right in the A1 district. It makes the signage, the maximum signage for all home occupations to 4 square feet. Currently, there's a difference between the zoning districts that it's allowed in. So that consolidates and makes it consistent among all the zoning districts. And then, as you'll see, we're proposing to amend the definition of home occupation, as well as the definition of fine art studios. And the definition for fine art studios will clarify that any such studio that exceeds the requirements of a home occupation will have to obtain approval of a special use permit. And then, as you'll also see, along with all of these amendments, we are adding some new standards for home occupations into the ordinance. So this is the amendment for the A1 district to make fine art studios a use by right. And this is the amendment to make the home occupation signage to reducing that to 4 square feet. And that's in the A1 district on the screen. And this is in residential districts, also making that 4 square feet. And then these are the amended definitions for home occupation and fine art studio. With the definition of home occupation, we're basically replacing our existing definition with a new definition. The current definition basically served as our standards for home occupations, but we're adding a new section, as I mentioned earlier. So we have a new definition on the screen. And then our existing definition of fine art studio, that's where we're adding the language for the requirement of a special use permit. And then I won't go through all of these standards. You've seen these, but these are the standards that are being added into the ordinance. They deal with things such as the maximum size that a home occupation can be, maximum floor area, whether or not an accessory building can or cannot be used, storage of products. And the remaining standards that are proposed, still some of the similar issues on the screen.
I think the one of interest is the number of students. The board is extremely limited to the number of students one could have.
So that concludes staff's presentation. I can attempt to answer any questions you might have.
Oddly enough, I think there's actually the comment from the people in the community actually started. Again, I'm still using the same date again, July 11th, 2017. I think we've had like 4 different discussions at different work sessions about this. We've worked in things and tried to make things work out for everyone concerned. Any questions? Thank you. At this time, I will open up the public hearing for ZTA 1806, Home Occupation Text Amendment. Anyone wishing to have a comment about this, please come forward, state your name and address.
Rudy Garcia, 802 Ravanna Woods Drive, 14 Union 14 District. I'm currently the president of the Flavanna County Chamber of Commerce and also involved with the Flavanna Leadership Development Program, where this idea germinated from. The chamber is fully in support of anything that removes barriers to entry for small businesses in the community. This would definitely lower some of those barriers to entry and hopefully stimulate some additional economic activity. And it will help us to bring some of the businesses that are currently operating under the radar into compliance with the different rules and regulations that the other businesses have to follow. So we are fully in support of this. I am kind of interested about the renting home piece of it, because that was something that we've had other discussions about within the chamber and at the board of supervisors. But you know, that's what it takes to get this thing passed. That's great. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to come forward, please come forward. State your name and address, please.
Good evening, Planning Commission. My name's Andy Sorrell. I live at 637 Courthouse Road, Palmyra, Virginia, in the Columbia District. I'm the current chairman of the Economic Development and Tourism Advisory Council here at the county. And I actually started my career here in Flavanna as a planner, as Mr. Payne and Mrs. Eager may recall, and many of the special use permits that I processed were these home businesses. And so I understand the barriers that businesses do have to go through. And from the perspective of EDAC, we fully support this change. This is something that will remove barriers in the county's code and make it cheaper and easier for small businesses to do their thing. This advances the entrepreneurial economy of the 21st century and reduces these costs and time to business owners, which is something that is important nowadays. These small-scale businesses, home occupations and artisan things of that nature, have a very minimal impact on the health, safety, and welfare, the things that you guys are taking a look at in terms of special use permits and why that's important. In terms of traffic and infrastructure needs and things of that nature. I think that there's been plenty of good performance metrics put in place to make sure that the impacts are going to be minimal. So making these uses by right with certain performance metrics that everybody follows seems like a very smart way to do it, and will make it easier for facilitating small businesses in the county, particularly in the rural areas. And one of the things that EDAC, we had our meeting in this room last night, that we want to do is if and when this is recommended to the board and the board ends up approving it, then we would like to help facilitate workshops, lunch and learns with the chamber to get the business community and folks out in the community aware of what the rules are, what the tax implications might be for the county and how it can be beneficial for them. Bringing all these businesses into the community and out of the county. You know, bringing them into compliance will be a good thing. And so making them aware of what the county can help them with will be a good thing. So that's all I had to say, but appreciate what you do for the county on the Planning Commission. I know what a hard job it is.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to come forward? Please state your name and address.
Hi, my name is Patricia Johnson. I live at 317 Shannon Hill Road in Columbia. I'm also on the same commission that Mr. Sorrell just mentioned, and obviously tourism is a big thing with us. I'm sure many of you are aware of things like the artisan trails that other communities host that bring tourists in on a specific day or weekend to visit different art studios. It's yet another way to engage the larger community, people who live in Charlottesville and Richmond and beyond. Let them see what a great place Flavanna is, come in and tour these studios. It's great for the local economy. Also, as director of the Historical Society, I spend a lot of time attempting to draw historic tourism here to the county. I believe that historic tourism and art tourism go hand in hand, particularly in a history and arts rich community like ours. And so it behooves the Historical Society to support this as well. So I just encourage you to support this, and thank you for hearing what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else wishing to come forward, please come forward, state your name and address.
My name is Linda Stager. I live at 2949 Ridge Road in Palmyra. And I didn't think that I could come tonight without just speaking and thanking you for the work that you've put in over the last couple of years to get this to the stage that it is. And I hope that with the support of the rest of the community, that we will be able to do many great things by bringing the small businesses more to the forefront. Thank you very much.
Anyone else wanting to speak on this matter, please come forward, state your name and address. Seeing no one else coming forward, we will end the public hearing part of this at this time and turn it over to the Planning Commission for discussion.
Can you go back one slide? I just want to make sure after it was brought up, I wanted to read again the part about, is there a part about like Airbnb type things?
Didn't address that. This ordinance, that's, we decided to separate that out. We're going to come back with that kind of thing.
Okay.
Turned out that was a little more complicated.
It got to be complicated to be able to put it together.
So we're going to bring that back?
Yes.
Address it? The reason I missed the EDPAC meeting last night is I spent the weekend in St. Louis with my grandchildren, and we went to a fine arts fair right in downtown St. Louis, and there were hundreds of people from all over the country. They set up like little tents and had their art on display. It was really remarkable. And I was hoping maybe we could do something like that on a smaller scale to match our Havana, but it was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up.
We've actually exactly 14 months today that we've discussed this.
Not to cut off the discussion.
As far as I'm concerned, we've really worked on this and tried to. We've made changes and gone back and made changes and so forth like that. And I'm very much in approval for this.
And just for the benefit of the folks who came out tonight, we had some issues to the board supervisors ad for the Louisiana review. So with successful recommendation from the commission, that'll be heard at the October 17th board supervisors meeting instead of next week's meeting.
But I'm sure that given all the times we've read this, every time we seem to make expansive changes for the next time, I'm sure Brad will be glad for us to stop making these changes.
A lot of times people don't understand if they want something changed and they think that we could do it like next week or something like that, but there's a lot that goes into it. Plus, it has to be reviewed by the county attorney and so forth like that to get it taken care of and so forth like that. If there's no more discussion about this for the Planning Commission or no any more questions.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to say, even with me being new to the board and knowing that, you know, we are servants of the public, that this being a great interest from all of the different entities that we are a part of as a community, and hearing them represent, you know, other folks that we wouldn't necessarily have interaction with. Those that do artwork, those that do home businesses, you know, they contribute a lot to this community, and we will be able to see more. And then we have to think of the children, their opportunities to display those things and how to do things right. So I think by the work that has been put in prior to me being a part of the commission, that is important to me that the commission listens and processes what the community is asking for, then making those decisions according to the comprehensive plan.
Any more comments or any more discussion? If not, do I have a motion?
I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of ZGA 1806 an ordinance to amend Chapter 22 of the Fluvanna County Code by the amendment of Section 22-4-2.1 regarding uses permitted by right in the A1 Agricultural District related to studios, fine arts. Section 22-15-3 regarding certain signs of the A1 Agricultural, the R1, R2, R4, and mobile home park residential districts related to home occupations. Section 22-22-1 definitions related to home occupations and studios, fine arts, and by the addition of a subsection 22-17-19 providing general standards for home occupations. The public purpose of these amendments is to promote good planning practice and economic development.
Okay, I have a motion from Mr. Zimmer. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Ms. Mary Key. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 5-0. Thank you. That is the last public hearing we have tonight. The next item on the agenda is site development plans. We have a site development plan, SDP 1806, VSI Supply, Design Station, Lot 3.
Site development plan SDP 1806 for VSI Supply. This is a request for sketch plan approval to construct two warehouse and office use buildings with parking on tax map 524-3, which is 1.651 acres. The property is zone I-1. It is within Design Station Industrial Subdivision or Industrial Park on 250, as you'll see. And it's within the Zion Crossroads Community Planning Area. This is a map showing the location of the property. It's within Design Station's Industrial Subdivision, but you can see it has frontage between the main road and then an internal road. So it's situated between Zion Station Road and Route 250. The roads within the industrial subdivision are VDOT roads. And at the time that this area was taken, there is one additional parcel that has been developed since this photograph was taken. But altogether, there's about six parcels in there that have been developed. And then this is the zoning map that shows most of the lots in the subdivision to be zone I-1. There is one parcel that's zone I-2, and then one that's zone B-1.
And that's Lafayette School. B-1 is the Lafayette
School. B-1 is the Lafayette School. So this is the applicant's sketch plan that proposes two warehouse slash office use buildings. So the buildings are numbered on the screen, building 1 and 2, which corresponds to the phase that the applicant desires to construct the buildings. So the building numbered 1 would be the first building constructed on the property. It'll be 12,000 square feet. And then the second building will be 8,000 square feet. After both buildings are completed, there will be a total of 20,000 square feet on the property. So some of the data that I just mentioned, that's on the screen. Two buildings totaling 20,000 square feet. In addition to the buildings, there will be 25 parking spaces and then 4 loading spaces. And as you probably saw in the packet, as part of this request, the applicant is requesting a sidewalk waiver. As you know, our ordinance requires that all properties construct a sidewalk, so there is a provision for the applicant to request a waiver from that, which is what this is. There have been other lots in this same subdivision that received a waiver, so based on that, staff has recommended approval. So to conclude, this is a sketch plan request for two warehouse slash office buildings within an existing industrial subdivision. The project appears to comply with requirements of the zoning ordinance. If you approve the sketch plan, then the applicant will still need to file a final site plan that meets all of the ordinance requirements. And the final site plan will be reviewed by all agencies. So staff recommends approval of SDP 1806, subject to the three conditions you see in the staff report. So two motions are on the screen for you. The first one is regarding approval of the sketch plan, and the second one is approval of the sidewalk waiver. I can attempt to answer the questions you might have. And I don't know if the applicant's present. Okay. We do have a representative from the engineering firm.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Robinson, any comments about the sketch plan? Just seems to meet all the requirements that the county requires and stuff like that. Looking at it, seems like it meets all the requirements. Okay. Anybody have any more questions? Would the applicant like to speak?
I don't think I have anything to add from what.
Okay. Do we have any questions for the applicant?
What's the use of the buildings?
It's BSI Supply, which.
Plumbing, right?
It's plumbing products, yeah.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Thank you. Okay, now open it to discussion for the planning commission. Option number one looked at it. It looks like it complied with all of the ordinances for the county. The planning department seems to think it complies. I don't see a problem with the sidewalk situation because we've done the same thing in this area, and most of the time we figured out that they really would be a sidewalk to nowhere. And I really don't think having the sidewalks nowhere is really necessary. Anybody else have anything to say? Okay. Since we have no more discussion, I will open up for a motion. Do I have a motion? We've got two different things there, so.
I move to approve SDP 1806, a sketch plan request to construct two warehouse office buildings and associated parking with respect to 1.651 acres of tax map 5, section 24, parcel 3, subject to the conditions listed in the staff report.
Okay. I have a motion on the first item. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. Mary Key, a second by Mr. Zimmer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Okay, we have a second about the sidewalk waivers. Anybody want to make a motion on that?
I move to approve a sidewalk waiver to the SDP 1806, a sketch plan to construct two warehouse office buildings and associated parking with respect to 1.651 acres of tax map 5, section 24, parcel 3, pursuant to county code section 2223
6.6a. Okay, I have a motion from Ms. Mary Key about the sidewalk waiver. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. Thank you. There are no subdivisions tonight. I don't know of any unfinished business we need to go over tonight, and there are no new business. The next item is the second of two public comment sections. Anyone wishing to come forward and speak on any item other than the items that were on the agenda tonight, please come forward, state your name and address.
The only thing I believe you know a little bit about what's going on. The situation at the lake.
Well, let me say this, and that is there isn't anything for the county dealing with that. We actually litigated that once, and the county prevailed.
Right.
And it there's been discussion of bringing it back. Has not been brought back. As far as your relationship with the condo association, technically they probably have the right to exclude you from that meeting. It's not a public meeting. It's a meeting of a private corporation. But that really isn't any affair of the county. The county has nothing before it. There's been discussion of it, but no proposal. And this app, the matter that you heard tonight, doesn't apply to this property.
So we don't know anything about what you're talking about. So and until
what
something
this is,
like that,
Viv, is there was a parcel at Lake Monticello that was intended for development of condominium apartments, and it was, at the time it was originally proposed, it would have been permitted. For a portion of the property, I think it's one of two buildings that they were proposed to have. One of them was built, developed, and occupied. The other one was not. And at that point, the ordinance was amended in such a way that it would not permit the full development. In fact, the development of that property right now is almost exactly the maximum permitted in the R4 district. The developer has, I spoke with the developer and his attorneys, and I pointed out, you tried this once, you went to the BZA, you lost, and then the appeal to the circuit court was dismissed. So the county prevailed on it. I suggested that if they wanted to have it reconsidered, they should file a request to amend the ordinance. To my knowledge, they have not chosen to do so. So that's where it stands.
Okay. But it's nothing that we know about. There's nothing before us. So before we actually could know anything about it or discuss it, we'd have to know something about what.
Well, that's what I was wondering. If there was any plans that were set forth to you that showed that his new buildings that he's been talking to the condo association about. Because right now, the layout is L-shaped, and he's talking about putting some more buildings. And the buildings that he's talking about, they don't add up to be, they're kind of scattered. And if you know from the original hearing that we had on this, Mr. Hammer wanted to put condos on every single part of that shoreline. And that was obviously voted down. But the fear is that, for me, I mean, I do not care if Mr. Hammer, Tice Hammer, wants to. It's right now, the way it's set up, it's L-shaped. If he wants to U-shape the buildings, keep them up on the hill, allow everybody to have their views, I have no qualms with that. Well, we're being kept out of the negotiations that are going on with the association. So I was just wondering if you had any idea about, did he come here and give you any plans for the new building so that we would know where they are?
The answer is no.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to come forward, please come forward, state your name and address. Seeing no one come forward, we will end the second of two public comment sections tonight. And if there's no objection from any member of the Planning Commission or staff or the county attorney, we will adjourn at this time at 7:40.
Bottom of the second inning, Nationals 1, Philadelphia.